Mac growled at the spectacle as he climbed out of his car. He slammed the door, then ducked under the crime scene tape that had been wound between the mailbox and a fence post and twined through the hedges like tinsel. A man walked down the driveway toward him. Youngish, hottish, someone Mac might have even paid more attention to if he hadn't been busting to get inside and get to business. "Agent," the young guy said, sticking out his hand.
"McGinnis."
Mac stared up at the front door of the house. "Richard Falstaff, Carmel PD."
"What do we got?"
Mac asked, frowning at the spectators. "It's Gloria Maxfield's house, Dean Maxfield's aunt. Looks like there was some kind of family gathering tonight, and..."
"What sort of family gathering?"
Mac knew the basics already. "The aunt's birthday." Falstaff ran a hand through his hair. "So Dean turned up with one Pete O'Flannery, the victim. The other guests had already left when those two had an altercation in the kitchen, and Maxfield shot O'Flannery." Pete O'Flannery, Dean Maxfield's right-hand man. And unfortunately, the guy Mac had been leaning on for the past 2 weeks to turn informant. So much for that.
"Where was Gloria?"
Mac asked. "She'd gone to bed. Claimed she didn't hear anything. She's as good as deaf without her hearing aids."
"Witnesses?"
"One. Some college kid who's been staying with Gloria Maxfield." Falstaff looked toward the house. Probably had no idea what he'd walked into. "The uniforms have got him separated in the bathroom. I figured you guys would want to talk to him before we haul him back to the station." Some of Mac's foul mood lifted.
"Thanks."
He headed toward the front of the house, but Falstaff didn't fall into step beside him.
"You coming?"
"Left my phone in my car. I'll catch up." Mac nodded at him and couldn't help watching for a moment as Falstaff walked toward the street. Helpful guy.
And a nice ass. Two of Mac's favorite qualities.
Mac headed into the house.